So let's review. Our shir began with Amir Bitzchak, Shtei Shchita Shemati, Achas Shal Para, Ba'achas Shal Paroi, Achas Ksher Bazar, Ba'achas Psul Bazar, V'lo Yadana Haiminayr. Rav Yitzchak states, I remember learning two teachings about Shchita, one regarding Shchita of the Para Duma, and the other regarding Shchita of the Para Kohen Gadol, that one may be done by a Zar, a non-Kohen, and one may not be done by a Zar, but I do not remember which it is. The Gemara cites a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Para Psula, Para Kshera. Regarding Para Duma, Shchita Bazar is Pasul. Regarding Para Kohen Gadol, Shchita Bazar is Kosher. Where Shmuel holds the opposite. Para Psula, Para Kshera. Regarding Para Kohen Gadol, Shchita Bazar is Pasul. Regarding Para Duma, Shchita Bazar is Kosher. The Gemara explains the Machlekes as follows. Regarding both Para Duma and Para Kohen Gadol, the Torah uses the term chukah, which generally teaches that all steps must be done as prescribed, and otherwise it's possible. At the beginning of the parasha of Para Duma, it says, Zois chukas ha-Torah. And then it says, V'nasatim ha'isa el Elazar ha-Kohen, v'shachat ha'isa lefanav, which indicates that the shechita must be done by a Kohen. Similarly, in the parasha of Yom Kippur, the pasuk says, V'ha'isa zois lechem l'chukas ha-Olam. And regarding the Para Kohen Gadol, it says, V'shachat espar ha-chatas ha-Sholoi, which indicates that the shechita must be done by the Kohen Gadol. However, Rav holds that regarding Par Kohen Gadol, shechita bazar is kosher, and chukah does not apply, because shechita lav avaydehi. Par Kohen Gadol is a carbon like other karbanos, where shechita is not like all other avaydes in that shechita bazar is kosher. However, regarding Par Aduma, shechita bazar is pasul, because shani para the kachet bedek habayis, as Rashi explains, ein ba kedushas hamizbeach, el kedushas dama biyalma, shar shechitas av har mishcha. Paraduma is unique, as the shechita and the entire subsequent processing takes place on the Har HaZeisim, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's not like other karbanos, but rather similar to Maris Negoyim, the lav avoydehi ubay kuhuna. Examining tzaras, which is not an avoyde, and can only be done by a kohen. Shmuel, on the other hand, holds that regarding Par Kohen Gadol, shechita bazar is pasul, because of chukah, and regarding Paraduma, shechita bazar is kosher, based on the pasuk, V'shachat oisa lefanav, which seems to be saying that a zar is performing the shechita in front of a lazar, and a lazar is merely observing. The Gemara continues. Since Rav understands the pasuk V'shachat oisa lefanav to mean that a lazar HaKohen himself is shechting the paraduma, the word lefanav is superfluous, from which he learns Shelo yasich daiter mimeno. The Kohen should not remove his attention from it. Shmuel will derive this halacha from another pasuk V'sarf es hapara le'enav. Amar Ula, Kala Parsha Kula Mashma Maitzi Miad Mashma Umashma Mamela. Ula taught that the entire Parsha of Paraduma is replete with cases of laws implied from the Pesukim, which sometimes contradict items that were previously implied, and sometimes the original implication remains. The Gemara first cites several drashas. The seeming contradictions are on the next daf. B'nasatim Oisa El Elazar HaKohen, from which we darshan Oisa El Elazar, V'loy l'doris l'alazar. Only this paraduma must be done by Elazar HaKohen, but the subsequent paradumas do not require Elazar HaKohen. Ikad Amri, l'doris b'kohen gadol. V'ikad Amri, l'doris b'kohen hedyot. Some say that any kohen can do it since there is no specific requirement of Elazar HaKohen. Some say that all subsequent paradumas must be done by the kohen gadol at that time, because gamar chukah chukah miyam kippurim, we derive it from the avodah of Yom Kippur, which must be done by the kohen gadol. The next pasuk, V'hoitzi oisa el mechutz lamachna, from which we learn, Shlo yoitzi acheres ima. When taking out the para duma, it should not be accompanied by another para. The Gemara cites a Mishnah where the Tanakhama seems to be saying that it's a logical halacha, lest someone think that both were being shechted and prepared for the para duma. Rebbe Omer, Leiman Hashem Hose, El Mishum Shenemer oisa lavada. Rebbe contends that it is derived from the word oisa. However, the Gemara clarifies that the Tanakhama also agrees that this is derived from the Pasuk, but that the Tanakhama is Reb Shimon de Dorish Taim Likra, who always expounds the reason of the Pasuk and derives halachas accordingly. Therefore, according to Reb Shimon, only if they took along another para would it be possible because of the above-mentioned concern. But if they took along a chamara donkey, the para is kosher because no one will think that it's being used. According to Rabbi, even when taken with a chamara, the para would be possible.